The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14. John the Baptist beheaded. At that time, reports about Jesus reached King Herod, and he said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. John has risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Herod had, in fact, ordered that John be arrested, bound in chains, and put in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to Herod, "It is not right for you to have her as your wife." Herod wanted to kill John, but he did not dare because he feared the people, who regarded John as a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced among the guests. She so delighted Herod that he promised her under oath to give her anything she asked for. The girl, following the advice of her mother, said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a dish." The king was very displeased, but because he had made his promise under oath in the presence of his guests, he ordered it to be given to her. So he had John beheaded in prison, and his head brought on a dish and given to the girl. The girl then took it to her mother. Then John's disciples came, took his body, and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. First miracle of the loaves. When Jesus heard of it, he set out by boat for a secluded place to be alone. But the people heard of it, and they followed him on foot from their towns. When Jesus went ashore, he saw the crowd gathered there and had compassion on them, and he healed their sick. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, "We are in a lonely place, and it is now late. You should send these people away so that they can go to the villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said to them, "Bring them here to me." Then he made everyone sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, raised his eyes to heaven, pronounced the blessing, broke the loaves, and handed them to the disciples to distribute to the people. And they all ate, and everyone had enough. Then the disciples gathered up the leftovers, filling 12 baskets. About 5,000 men had eaten there, besides women and children. Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, Jesus obliged his disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowd away. And having sent the people away, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. At nightfall, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat was very far from land, dangerously rocked by the waves, for the wind was against it. At daybreak, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. When they saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, thinking that it was a ghost, and they cried out in fear. But at once Jesus said to them, "Courage, don't be afraid, it's me." Peter answered, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said to him, Come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water to go to Jesus. But seeing the strong wind, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and took hold of him, saying, Man of little faith, why did you doubt? As they got into the boat, the wind dropped. Then those in the boat bowed down before Jesus, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. They came ashore at Gennesareth. The local people recognized Jesus and spread the news throughout the region, and they brought to him all the sick people, begging him to let them touch just the hem of his cloak. All who touched it became perfectly well.